Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter,
yo, what's up, man?
6:22, let's get to it, sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges so when it is game time, you are always not thirsty. You're always not thirsty? Yeah, that works. That makes sense. Anyway, you'll be good to go. Thanks to Bud Distributing.
You're always quenched.
Quenched.
There you go.
All right.
That's a good word. Good word for it, man. Let's just talk about NFL because that's what we're going to talk about this morning. Obviously, from whatever happened over the weekend, big football games, man. And it was a fantastic weekend of football. Let's just start out with the AFC Championship game coming up. We'll talk about the past two games, and then we'll talk about the game coming up. The right to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl will come down to the conference top two seeds, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Buffalo Bills. The Chiefs and Chad Henne narrowly hung on to defeat the Cleveland Browns in the divisional round after Mahomes exited after a concussion. Mahomes' status will be likely determined as the week progresses, but Andy Reid noted his quarterback was doing great. Following the game, Kansas City will still be powered by their most talented pass catchers. Obviously, Kelce, Tyreek Hill, the duo combined for 16 receptions and 219 yards against the Browns. Crazy game, man. So, yeah, Mahomes got tackled weird. Did you watch it? Did Kiki get to put it on? Or?
We obviously watched the Chiefs game with Kiki and everything. And watching that tackle, I thought when he got up, I thought he just like twisted his knee weird because I was like, that didn't seem like it was a concussion causing
a helmet
hit.
To helmet or
weird
tackle.
By the way, they should have called that first helmet to helmet on the Chiefs. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah,
it bothers me, but it's here and gone. That's what happened. They missed a call, a blatant helmet to helmet by the Chiefs defensive back. Anyway, but Mahomes, his hit did not seem like that's why I thought when he stood up and he was wobbling, I was like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm. They had a better camera shot right off the bat too, because later on they didn't really show his feet in the replays. But initially, when they brought him back up from that tackle, like it was like he had like, you know, when a boxer gets knocked out and his leg goes,
yeah,
you know, his leg gets all wiggly. That's what it was. And they looked at him like, whoa, you're all right, dude. No, he's not. Get him off the field. Then he went to the locker room. He never saw him again. Dude, that was a wild, wild game.
Yeah.
Chad Henne stepped up and won that game for him. Congratulations, Chad, because it was that entire season. Was on that guy's back.
I will. Here's the thing. Henne did great. But if it wasn't for Tyreek and Kelce, Henne did have that one long run. But boy, he made up for that interception that he threw. Thank God he did that. And what was he, like half a foot short from that first down?
I mean, he was right there.
Oh, man.
His elbow was like a half a foot short. But he did complete a pass at the end to win that game.
To get that one. So it was great. The team stepped up around the backup quarterback who, dude, that was his first pass completion in a playoff game. His first one that he made. So it was a lot of firsts for him there.
The pressure.
Yeah.
And he's from Michigan, too. When we went out there, I'm like, oh, he's from Michigan? We're not going to win this game.
35 years old or something like that. He's been in the league for 15 seasons.
But he was one of the Wolverines' best quarterbacks. So there you go. Congratulations to the Bills. We got to move on, though. Yeah. Bills are faced with the task of eliminating the champs on their home turf after knocking off reigning MVP Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. In the divisional round, Buffalo will likely need to repeat a performance against Mahomes, obviously, because if Mahomes is coming back, which I guarantee you he'll be on the field this coming Saturday or Sunday, they're going to have to play. Chiefs are good. Bills are great.
So what is the protocol on concussions? You know, I'm sure if it's severe enough, but I for me, it would have to be I don't know, like what it would take to keep him off the field concussion wise, because knowing him, he's gonna be like, no, I'm playing. I don't care if I can only see out of one eye, I'm lacing up and going. You know what I mean?
It's like one of those things. Is this gonna affect our contract with this guy if we play him? You know, is it gonna permanently damage this guy?
Yeah,
because they want him for the longevity. That's for sure.
Yeah. You know? Yep.
I don't know. So this game coming up, AFC Championship, we got Chiefs and Bills. Who do you got?
I mean, I say the Chiefs, but even with Mahomes in, the Browns gave them a hell of a game. They really did when it came to it, you know? And I think about if they would have got that helmet-to-helmet call, that would have changed the momentum of the game completely. So I honestly don't know. I think it's going to be a tough game. I think the Chiefs might have the edge if Mahomes is there, but not by a lot. I'm just going to say that. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, he's been kind of struggling lately, man. Obvious, you know.
And their defense, I mean, their defense is their weak part. I mean, they still have a good defense, but when it comes to it, they've been able to outscore most people and make up for the lack of their defense really pulling it through. You know what I mean? So
it'll
we'll
be
see.
An interesting game.
Yes.
I think I'm going to have to, if I'm going to put money, I'm going to go Bills.
Okay.
Because they're on a tirade, man.
They really are, and they're playing great football. What's his face? The rookie or whatever. He's shucking that football, man.
They're playing ball. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. NFC Championship game coming up. Aaron Rodgers back in the NFC title game again. But for this time, he'll have the benefit of home field advantage. A leading candidate for MVP honors, obviously. Rodgers rolled through the Los Angeles Rams in the divisional round, throwing two touchdowns en route to a 32-18 victory. The veteran passer has Green Bay on the doorstep of the first Super Bowl appearance in a decade. So there you go, Green Bay showing up, playing some football. And you know what? I thought for a second, I'm like, if Rodgers comes out, he came out one game in the beginning of the season where he's just kind of flat.
Yeah.
I'm like, if he comes out flat, that's not good for Green Bay.
Yep.
But, man, he did not skip a beat. Green Bay didn't cough once, basically.
Their defense had that one little lull in the game where it got a little bit closer. But, you know, they're playing great football, and I want to see them go all the way. But now they have the unfortunate task of taking on Tom Brady and the Bucks, who are so stacked. It's annoying. It's annoying.
So Aaron Rodgers is in a scary mind frame right now where you know, Brock, throwing the ball back in the day when you used to throw the football as a QB. Like, there's certain games where you just, like, you're in the mode. Like, you're, like, in this realm in your own head where you're like, I just can't miss.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel good. Rodgers has been in that mode all year.
Yeah.
And you can see it in his face. It's weird. When I watch him, I'm like, dude, he's not emotional. He's just very relaxed. He's very poised. And, dude, you watch the ball. It is going into the basket. It is going exactly where he wants that ball to go.
He's had a career season. He's got MVP written all over him. He probably will get the MVP of the league more than likely with the season that he has. One of his best seasons, if not best season, since 2011 Super Bowl season. You know what I mean? It's crazy. They're playing amazing football. So now we'll just see, because the Bucks. Well, I was telling Kiki this, and why I'm frustrated with Brady being in the position that he's in again, and why I don't want to see Brady in the Super Bowl, because it's not that I dislike Brady. It's I dislike what the Packers have done with Rodgers. What did the Bucks do this year? They got Tom Brady. Okay, what should we do with one of the greatest to ever play the game? Let's surround him with amazing talent. And it's like Rodgers has been hamstringed by his team for so many years. Why can't they just do what the Bucks did? What did the Bucks do? They picked up Antonio Brown. They signed Gronk. They got Godwin. Like, it's just like, let's.
Green Bay's never done it.
No, they've just let Rodgers try and fix it all himself, and now they have the task. And yes, it's in Lambeau, but Brady and the Bucks are gonna be hard to beat. It's, I mean, you can't take out playoff Brady from anything. Oh my God, the stats that they were reading about him and Breeze, like the number of games and touchdowns in the playoffs those two have had, it's insane. It's insane.
It's insane, dude. Yeah. It's insane. Like, there was a stat I read last night with Brady. I think it was with playoff wins. Was it playoff wins or championships?
Something like that.
Like, he's got 14, and the Cowboys' entire organization has like 13.
It's crazy, dude. It's nuts.
It's going to be wild, man. So we got one more here. So we can't go yet because we got to do all four. Buccaneers signed Tom Brady in hopes to bring in the franchise to a Super Bowl, and he's almost got them there. Brady outdueled Drew Brees in the divisional round last night, securing a date against Rodgers at Lambeau Field next week. So last night's game was pretty crazy. Came down to it, And I got to say this because I can talk about Brady. I can talk about Brady all damn morning if I want. And I will this week at some point. But I got to give it to Breeze, man. Watching Breeze last night walk off that field, potentially being his very last football game ever played, almost seriously made me cry, dude.
Yeah.
There was a moment last night where there's 3 minutes left in the game. They knew they were going to lose, and they kept flashing over to Breeze, and he's sitting there biting his lip, dude. And it's that look where you know, like, dude, at any given moment, he's just going to break down.
Yeah.
And, like, he started to tear up a little bit, and then it kind of flashed away, went back to the game. There was a moment where he ran to the tunnel last night, and the camera guy was following Breeze. And then the camera guy stopped right before the tunnel. And looked, and Breeze stopped too, and looked back at the field. And at that moment, you just felt it, like, oh,
that was his last game.
His last game. I mean, I can't sit here and say that because he hasn't retired. So I don't want to say that, you know, right away because that's what everybody's anticipating. Yeah. You already see. It was like when old boy left the field. Everybody clapped him off.
Eli.
It's like he hasn't retired yet.
It could. Obviously, it could change. We saw Brett Favre do it, what, 5 times? I think Brady or Breeze is done. I really do. We could talk more about that.
Real quick, this is crazy. I got to finish it with this. Brady, 43, was happy about another playoff win, obviously. We were just talking about Breeze. I was out on the field playing with his kids, taking in the moment. This is like an hour after the game last night.
Yeah.
Tom Brady walks out, seeks out Drew Brees, talks to him for like 45 minutes, I guess. Just him and Brees. Nobody knows what they were saying, him and his kids. And then Tom ends up throwing a few touchdowns to his kids.
That's pretty cool.
Even after a playoff game like that, two of the best QBs in the league can still come together and hug and talk about their careers. So I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah. I wanted to share that. So
I like it. Well, we'll break down more of this here in the next hour, get some predictions and talk about what we got coming up because it's big football weekends still on the way. So, all right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back. Rock 107 WIRX. WIRX.com. Yeah.
That'll get you going on a Monday, right?
It's 7:24, and we got to get right to it because we got a lot to cover here. We'll try and streamline it this go around because there's just too much when it comes to the NFL. So here we go.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Oh, always have a cold frosty one. Thanks to Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges everywhere. All right, what do you got for us, Hunter?
All right, Aaron Rodgers back in the NFC title game again, but for the first time, he'll have the benefit of home field advantage. Big advantage there, too, because it's a little cold in Green Bay over there.
And just, you know, a bit.
Just a bit.
Yeah.
You know, leading candidate for MVP honors, Rodgers rolled through the Los Angeles Rams in the divisional round, throwing two touchdowns en route to a 32-18 victory. The veteran passer has Green Bay on the doorstep of their first Super Bowl appearance in a decade and has looked unstoppable as of late. And that's for real.
So
unstoppable is a good word because, man, I was just going to say, if Green Bay opened up that game flat, like they have in all season. They only did one game where they opened up flat. I was like, if this is a game, it's not going to look good. But damn, dude, they have not skipped a beat. He has not had a facial expression on his face in like a year. And I love it because he's just in that mode, you know?
I could see him retiring if he wins the Super Bowl this year. Ending on the highest of note. You know, he's talked about it. He's talked about how, you know, he knows his career is coming to an end. He still has a lot of great football. But the way he's been playing, he's almost playing like a guy with nothing to lose. If that makes sense, you know, it's not that he doesn't care. He cares deeply about the Packers. He cares deeply about his team. But he's almost like, you know what? If I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out on top. You know what I mean?
It's like he's playing like they recruited a quarterback instead of a receiver for him in the beginning of the season.
Oh, you mean
that's kind of how he's playing.
The Packers once again slapping Rodgers in the face by just like, hey, you know, you don't need to light a fire under Aaron Rodgers. They were what, 13-3 last season? They're like, no. Dude, let's give him something to work for here.
Imagine this. All right, Rodgers, Green Bay Packers make it to the Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
They win the coin toss. He gets the ball first. Shotgun, very first play, and he just punts it. Looks over to the sideline. That's for recruiting a QB
when I
on
still
your first
have,
pick.
Yeah, when I still have probably 5 years in me. You guys, we'll see. We'll see.
It's like in the longest yard where he throws the ball at the ref's nuts twice. Yeah. He's like, all right, why don't you call a good game now?
Yeah, let's call a fair one. Here we go. It'll be interesting to see. My money is on the Packers, but boy, is it going to be tough because playoff Brady is a different kind of beast.
Damn.
The Bucs have surrounded him with an amazing team. A killer offense.
So the way Tom played last night, man, it's going to be an interesting game, and it's going to be one of the most viewed games they're calling too as well. So next week, yeah, Rodgers and Brady, and they rarely play each other, and it's going to be
huge. I think this is their fourth matchup against each other, and it's for the NFC Championship. Crazy, dude. Yeah.
So are you still on board?
If Tom
wins, you got to cheer for Tom in the Super Bowl. If Rodgers wins, I'm cheering for Rodgers. Is that a deal?
No, because more than likely the Chiefs are going to be in, and I can't cheer against the Chiefs unless it's the Packers.
For God's sake, she's fine.
I would like to get laid again in 2021. Okay, just saying.
All right, let's move on real quick. Buccaneers signed Tom Brady in hopes to bring in the franchise to a Super Bowl, and he's almost got them there. Brady outdueled Drew Brees last night. Divisional round, securing a date against Rodgers at Lambeau Field, which we just talked about. Bucks will be playing in the first NFC title game since 2002. Incredible game last night. A lot of running. It was like they were trying to keep both QBs off the field last night. Real quick, I want to talk about Brees because it's potentially, that's keyword right there, potentially isn't said anything yet, ladies and gentlemen, so don't clap him off the field like you did Eli. Could be retiring. And last night was it was hard. It was hard to watch that. They kept panning over to him at the end of the game. You could tell, man, he was holding back some tears.
Yeah.
And he runs off the field, goes through the tunnel, stops at the beginning of the tunnel, turns around, and just looks at the stadium. And you could see it in his face, like, oh, my God, dude. I almost cried last night. Seriously, I love Drew Brees. I love everything he stands for. I loved everything he did throughout his career. I've been watching him since his days at Purdue. Drew Brees, man, hats off to you. Phenomenal career if it is what you're doing, retiring. So
I think he is, but we'll wait and see. It's hard. It's easy to kind of maybe walk off the field and be like, all right, this was it. It was good. I played well. Mm-hmm. But then you have the offseason. You're like, oh, well, I kind of want to play football again. So we'll see. We'll see. That's a conversation for after we know for sure what he's doing. So
There you go. Great game last night. Yep. Real quick. I got to keep going. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, I was going to say,
AFC
what do we got?
AFC Championship game. All right, Chiefs. Chad Henne narrowly hung on to a defeat the Cleveland Browns. This is Saturday divisional round after Patrick Mahomes exited with a concussion. Mahomes' status will be likely determined as the week progresses. Andy Reid says he's feeling great. He's doing great. So more than likely, we're going to see Patrick Mahomes next week, obviously.
Don't you think he'd be like, oh, I feel fine. Right. Even if he wasn't. I mean, AFC Championship game the third year in a row. This is unprecedented. No team has done that. If they win, no team has done that.
Yet another team over the weekend, though, that just like last night, like Brees and Brady, they weren't playing Mahomes was like, he was all right.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't his typical lights out. I mean, it's an explosive team, dude. You could, at the drop of a dime, that team can score like 80 points.
Yep.
You know, so he's just kind of waiting for it. But it just kind of hasn't happened lately. So we'll see what happens next week with that. Chiefs struggling a little bit. Bills on fire.
Yep.
The Bills faced a task of eliminating the champs of their home turf after knocking off regular MVP Lamar Jackson in the divisional round. Buffalo will likely need a repeat performance against Mahomes if Mahomes does play, which I think he will. So they just need to continue to be on fire, guys. The Bills are. It's weird that like nobody is kind of betting on the Bills. I haven't heard anybody say, hey, Bills guaranteed winning Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But if you look at the team and you've watched them, they're kind of an underlying, like they're going to come out on fire. I have a feeling. So,
yeah, I don't know. It'll be tough, man. You know, if my wife is listening, the Chiefs have the edge, but the Bills, they're playing good football. So I just don't know. I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be very, very close. So it's the best.
So there
best
you go. That was wrapping up the weekend of great football, and we got another great weekend of football coming up. And we got to skip a week, and then Super Bowl time. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
Beautiful. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.